Hi friends, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so glad that you've joined me for today's podcast. For more news, information about my soon-to-be-released book, published newspaper articles, or to contact me, visit my website at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com. We now have listeners from 26 countries that enjoy this podcast, and I'm so grateful. I don't charge for the podcast and appreciate those that give to make it possible for you to listen to. Special gifts this month came from Mary Cobflesh, Michelle Smith, Carrie Thompson, and our monthly donors are Mary Mitchellstein, Kyle Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and Tammy Brown. If you want to give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage at the top of your podcast. And don't forget to hit the follow button and you'll be the first to know when new episodes are released. And always remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice what we talk about. See you later.
Well, greetings everybody, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kathleen, and I just want to welcome each of you and let you know that I am so grateful that you've joined me for today's podcast. It is one that I think that is so critical and so important, especially this month, the month of February, and it is 2021, with Valentine's coming up. So I want to talk a little bit about love and receiving love and giving love. But let's jump in with a prayer first. Father, thank you for each listener. Thank you for your presence. And thank you for your great, great love. God, open our eyes to understand more about it, how to give it, how to receive it, how to just partner with you in loving others and learning to receive your love and give it away. Bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell you a little story. And this story took place over 30 years ago. And it was a sunny day, I remember, and I had my to-do list. I was a young mom, and I was trying to get through town as quick as I could before I picked up my kids. And I ran into the Christian bookstore in Kerrville. And as I walked in, the tall, dark-headed clerk that worked there for a while and also went to my church, she greeted me and said, "Hi, Kathleen, how are you?" And about that time, she came around the counter and she wrapped her arms around me in one of the biggest bear hugs I had ever had in my life. And I'd known her for a while. She was a friend, a good acquaintance at church. But I just froze. I just kind of froze as she hugged me. And it was a kind gesture and it was genuine. However, for some reason, I had trouble receiving it. And I smiled at her and I said, "Good to see you, Candy." And I pulled away from her. And we visited about various things. I did my shopping in the store and then I left. And as I drove away, that was a time when God was doing a whole lot in my heart. And as I drove away that day, I remember just thinking and talking to God as I drove, you know, why did I respond that way? Why didn't I just wrap my arms around her and hug her back? And I wasn't a big hugger at that time. And in the days ahead, God was so gracious to begin to answer that prayer. And I felt like he began to show me why I had a hard time receiving love. And I felt like what he showed me was it was because of past hurts and rejection from others. And I even had a dream about rejection in that time. And so God was doing some deep things. And I felt like he showed me that I had erected walls around my heart to protect myself. When I was a little girl, I was overweight and I had to wear these big, ugly corrective shoes. And so I was made fun of and teased. And you know, there was part of me that's like, I'm not going to let anybody hurt me. And I began to put up walls, even as a child. And that carried with me up until my high school years and into my adult years. And, you know, these walls kept me from getting hurt in some ways. But they also kept me from receiving love from the people around me and from God. And so the more I've even shared with a few people to be praying with me. And I even remember one time we were at church and we had this guest speaker. And he was praying for different people. And when he got to my husband and I, he said, you know, Lord, this man loves her so much. Show him how to love her in a better way. And show her how to receive his love. He looked at me and he said, he tells you that you're beautiful and that he loves you. And all you say is he has to say that. He's my husband. And so, you know, all of these things were happening at the same time. And so I realized that the problem was with me, that I had a problem receiving love. So I began to, you know, ask God to heal that place in my heart and to take down the walls. And I humbled myself and I went back into the Christian bookstore and I told my friend, I said, you know, I had a hard time receiving your hug the other day, and I just want you to know that it is my problem, not yours, and I don't want you to quit hugging me. I want to learn to receive others' love for me in a greater way, in a better way. And she smiled, and she just said, I know, Kathleen, and it's okay. I still love you. And we laughed. And then, you know, from then on, when I would go in, it was like when she'd hug me, I would hug a little bit back. I wasn't frozen, you know, and finally I got to where I could really hug her back. And I was grateful for her maturity in this area. And as it ended up, she and her husband ended up co-leading a Bible study with my late husband and I. But God began to take those walls down. And see, what for me, I had a very intellectual understanding. I had grown up in church. I accepted the Lord when I was 10. I sang Jesus Love Me. You know, I knew the scriptures about God is love and God so loved the world. I mean, I had a very intellectual knowledge, but I needed that knowledge of God's love to be moved from my head down to my heart, about 12 inches. You wouldn't think it would be hard, and you would say, how on earth could that happen to somebody that had grown up in the church? But I'm just being very transparent with you. Well, a series of events began to happen in our life, and those walls came down. You know, it was one thing after another, and it was like it would not quit. I remember one of our children ended up with pneumonia and was very ill, and I had to do a lot of extra things as a busy mom of three. And, you know, then we had our car stolen, and then we had a couple that we were leading a Bible study with, a different couple, but he suddenly died in the middle of this 12-week course we were leading, and we were very close to them, and so that was difficult. And, you know, about that time, there were some other things going on in our marriage which were extremely difficult. And finally, I just, you know, I was like, okay, Lord, I just totally surrender to you. Just remake me and show me of your love for me. Because right now I don't feel very loved with all of this stuff going on. And God took me up on that. It was a powerful, powerful time in my life. And, you know, I was reading in Psalms 145, 8 and 9 today. And it says, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. And so, friends, right now, whatever it is that you're struggling with, whether it's marriage issues or financial issues or health issues or relationship issues or church issues or COVID issues or political issues, whatever it is, know right now, take this scripture to heart, write it down, Psalm 145, 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious. He's kind and He's compassionate. He sees where your heart is. And it may hurt like everything right now with whatever you're going through, but He knows and He's with you. And I promise He'll work it for good if you partner with Him and ask Him to work things in you and out of you. And you know, the scripture goes on to say He's slow to anger and rich in love. And He's good to all. And He has compassion on all that He's made. He sees your heart right now, wherever it is. And I'll tell you, you know, I had read this passage a few days ago, and a situation happened. And man, I was quick. I was really wanting to respond back in the flesh. And I remembered the scripture, God's slow to anger. Kathleen, He's in you. You can be slow to anger too if you choose. And He's rich in love. And I want to be rich in love. When I die, I want people to say, she loved well. And so, you know, God, He loves us richly. He's compassionate. He's good. Even though sometimes what's happening doesn't feel good or isn't fun, I promise those things are shaping. And in some way, He's working on our behalf. We have to trust Him. We have to lean on Him. We have to surrender to Him in those places. And so, you know, I want you to know how loved you are by God. You may not feel loved by anybody else. You may not have a Valentine, but God loves you and He created us. But oftentimes in our performance-oriented society, it's challenging for us to receive love, especially when we're not doing things maybe up to par as we compare ourselves with others. Now, scripture tells us we're not to compare with others, but God doesn't love us for how well we perform, how well we memorize scripture. He doesn't, His love is unconditional, and that's a whole nother message. And so I just want to ask you, do you realize that He loves you just the way you are? He loves you with your addictions. He loves you in your mess. He loves you in the things that you struggle with, and He's compassionate again and what's going on in your life. So ask Him to show you His love. Ask Him to open your eyes to see ways that He's loving you, to see blessings in your life right now. Ask Him to open your eyes. So many times we can miss because we're not looking through the right lens and we can't see. I recently got a different pair of contacts. I was having some trouble with my distance vision. And in the adjusting and trying different pairs, there's one pair I got, and man, I really couldn't see clear. I couldn't see. And I had to go back to the doctor and say, I need you to see. Something's either changed with my vision or changed with these contacts. And he made adjustments, and then I could see better. You know, difficult situations are oftentimes wonderful opportunities for us to draw close to God and see His love in a greater measure. You know, the bigger the problem, the greater the opportunity for us to see who God really is. So maybe your heart's been broken. Maybe, again, your Valentine's gone. You're widowed. You may feel unloved. You're isolated due to COVID. Psalms 147 tells us that God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And I'll tell you, I'm living proof of that. When I was going through so much with my mom and then my late husband losing him, and then shortly after that, my mom and dad, my heart was broken. It was broken to pieces. I thought, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to move forward, but God began to slowly bind up my broken heart. So give Him your broken heart. He sent Jesus to bind up our broken hearts. And the healing, you know, for me with my heart didn't come overnight or as quick as I would have liked. But God has been faithful to heal me. And so whatever your heartache is, continually give it to God, because He's the only one that can truly heal our broken hearts. Too many people, I think, don't know how to deal with pain.
They medicate it, they run from it, they stuff it, versus bringing those disappointments and things that happen that hurt our heart in any capacity, big or small, instead of bringing those to God. So I just want to encourage you, whatever mistakes you've made, God still loves you. Zephaniah 3:17 tells us, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you, and he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." That's what God has to say about you. You're so precious to him. Do you know he sings over you? A lot of mamas, a lot of grandmothers, I'm one of them, they love to sing over their babies. And it's not because for me that I'm a good singer. It's just because it's an affectionate thing. And I want to just pour love into my grandbabies when I'm around them. So, you know, I felt oftentimes the Lord settle my heart with his love. And recently when I was with my grandkids, I was watching them play. And I just smiled at how much I loved them. And about that time, one of them tripped and fell. And I hurried over to, you know, scoop her up and hug her and comfort her with my love. And that's exactly what God does. When we trip, when we fall, when we make mistakes, when we don't know how to navigate, he'll pick us up and he'll wrap his arms of compassion around us. And, you know, he just looks at us and says, "That's my child. I love her. That's my child. I love him." God's love is so amazing and so great. And so I challenge you to ask God to show you more of his love for you and to remove the walls, any walls that you've erected around your heart, because there's so much love for you to receive. And I want you to receive love just like I learned to receive love in a greater capacity. And still ask God, "Show me more of your love. Show me more of your love for me." Because the fact is, he loves us and he wants us to enjoy his love and he wants us to enjoy the love of others. Sometimes we're just blinded or we've got such walls around us we can't really receive. I'm telling you that I'm a totally different woman. If you know me from the gathering, if you know me from the Bible study that I've led, or you know me from my community that I live in, actually live in two different towns, in Uvalde and Kerrville. If you know me from the last 30 years, I'm totally different than I was over 30 years ago. I'm a different woman. I love to hug people. The thing that has driven me crazy about COVID is that I have missed hugging people. I have missed comforting the brokenhearted. I have missed extending God's love and being his arms and his hands to those that need a hug and need love. And so I'm totally different. So I'm not telling you something that's just out there mystical. You know, this is what the Bible says. I'm telling you something that I've actually lived, and I want you to experience that too. So let me pray as we close. God, I thank you for your great love. Actually, I want to stop, and I want you to just pray after me if you want to. I want you to just stop what you're doing and just turn your heart towards the love and just repeat after me. Say, "God, I open my heart to receive your love. I give you my disappointments, the areas of my heart that have been crushed and broken and hurt. I give you permission to take down walls so I can receive your love. Give me a fresh revelation of your love. And help me to love others and receive more of your love each and every day."
Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you, and I just am praying for you that you'll just have such a greater understanding in the days ahead of God's rich, rich love for you. Always know that you can catch my latest information about my book. I received the final copy today. I'm so excited. So it will be going on and details will be coming very soon about how to purchase it. So go to my website at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com and you can sign up to receive information. Pass it along to anybody that you know has lost a loved one. The title of my book is Thriving Through Seasons of Grief. So have a great day, and I'll visit with you next week.